out of my hands. Take this out of my hands. Take this out of my hands. It's out of my hands.
WJTL Jeremy Camp out of my hands. Newsboys, his eye is on the sparrow. Good morning to you at 7:02.
Hey, good morning, friends. Get ready for tomorrow's Winning Wednesday. We'll have chances to win a gift certificate to Roots Country Market and Auction in Mannheim. Be listening for all the details on this Winning Wednesday right here on WJTL.
Joining us this morning on the phone is Scott Lancer. Scott, the Director of Associates for Biblical Research. Hey, good morning, Scott.
Good morning there, Fred.
How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing very well. Very well, thank you.
Wonderful. Anybody you want to give a shout out to?
Well, I'd like to say hi to all my friends at Chestnut Hill Church and, of course, my colleagues and friends at Associates for Biblical Research. It's a good morning to be serving the Lord Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Tell us a little bit about Associates for Biblical Research, Scott.
Sure. Well, ABR was founded in 1969, and the goal of our work is to use biblical archaeology and apologetic reasoning to help people understand that they can trust the Bible. We're living in days with a lot of skepticism, and so people question historical events in the Bible. They wonder, you know, did Joshua really do what the Bible says he did? You know, did Moses, when was the Exodus and when did Moses do what he did? We basically are helping people connect the dots with what the Bible says, and it's very important for us to be able to trust the Bible.
We do live in a time of skepticism, but we also live in a time of a lot of archaeological finds. Mm-hmm. Can you tell us about some maybe more recent ones that you're excited about?
Well, we're involved in the work connected with the conquest of Joshua. And we call it the conquest because people question whether or not any of these cities that are listed connected with that. You're talking about Jericho, you know, very famous places we've heard of, and maybe less famous ones like Ai or I. We pronounce it I. And these cities, people have said, well, they don't exist. They never existed. And so we discover them. Now, we find artifacts in the ground. We dig buildings and these sorts of things. And what we do is put together a matrix of evidence showing that a particular site is the one that the Bible is describing. So for the city of Ai, we were able to show very, very clearly that Ai existed and that it wasn't a myth and that sort of thing. So that's what we do.
That's very cool. If folks want to get more information, Scott, they can visit you online, right?
They can indeed, yeah. Yeah, if folks go to BibleArchaeology.org, they can get all kinds of information. We have hundreds of articles. We cover the whole gamut from the Old Testament period, from creation through the time of the prophets, of course, through the New Testament, historical Jesus conversations, all sorts of issues related to the historicity of the biblical text and the life of Christ. And we're there to help people, especially people who are struggling with difficult questions. We kind of take the deep dive, maybe more than others do, but we do that because we're helping scholars and helping professors, but we're also helping pastors and just people who are reading the Bible and want to understand it more clearly.
Here's a resource to inspire your faith. Check it out online, BibleArchaeology.org. We'll talk more with Scott coming up in just a bit.